you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And our buddy Craig Peters on. If you missed that, go to the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Carrot Top's phone in the program tomorrow. And also actor Robert Patrick on Friday. Craig talking about his memories of Louis Anderson, because they did used to hang out. Yeah. Knew him for a long time.
That's Craig Peters.
That's right. Yeah.
People were getting a hold of me last week. Saying, Craig does snow sculptures? I said, no, it's Craig Peters.
Craig Peters.
I thought it was our Craig.
Right. Not our Craig.
He could. Craig has some mysterious elements about him. Yeah, I could see him doing some snow sculptures. Not saying anything about it.
Yeah.
Right. He could surprise us. Mm-hmm. All right. So these, I was reading proposals of other NFL overtime rules.
First of all, the people that deny that they were screwed up. It's wrong. Both teams need to get the ball and then move on. That's it. That's it. That's it. Both teams get the ball. That's
it. Don't overcomplicate.
No,
it's not.
It's not
a good point made about baseball.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
this proposal before, and I don't know where it came from, but it kind of intrigued me. All right, you flip the coin, and then whoever
wins
the coin toss. Yeah, then the game's over. That's how it works now.
It is.
All right, whoever wins the coin toss gets to pick where the ball will be placed.
I've heard this one, too.
Yeah.
But then don't overthink it, though.
The other team chooses offense or defense.
Right.
I believe I read, like, the Ravens proposed some rule like that year or two ago.
That doesn't make the game.
That's not in practice anywhere?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
They proposed that, and it got shot down.
It's also not the game. I mean, the way they are now, they are playing the game, but give the team the ball.
You're still playing football, but
kick it off.
You're right. Each team needs a possession.
That's it.
Yeah. Both teams get a possession, then it's sudden death.
Then it's sudden death.
I'm fine with that.
That way, the team that scores a touchdown to tie it will go for two.
Yeah, maybe.
They don't want to give that ball back.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they go for two to end it right there.
Right.
I saw a point I liked about baseball. It's like, you know, if baseball went to overtime and somebody scored a home run in the top of the 10th, like, the game's not over.
It's not. That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy.
Right. You get your at bat.
Yeah, the other team, you know, gets a chance.
They finish the inning.
Yeah. And in the playoffs with this new rule, it's happened 11 times, 10 times the people that won the coin toss won the game. Mm-hmm. That's enough said. Stupid rule.
Twice the Packers were on the losing end of those.
Right.
Have you seen two out of those 11?
Right.
That sucks for Rodgers.
Yeah.
He never even touched the ball.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's the thing.
It all depends on who it is, whether or not I hate the rule.
Josh Allen's going to go down and score two, obviously. We saw that game.
But
Josh had a great point. He goes, listen, I'd be happy if we were on the other side of this too. But so he didn't cry. But you know what? It's just do it.
The same thing happened to the Chiefs against the Patriots a couple years ago.
Right.
You can play by the rules and still acknowledge that they're dumb rules.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know.
Yeah,
did you see that auction proposal?
What's that?
Where it's like both teams would say where they would want to get the ball to start, and whatever team picked like further away from the end zone, they would get the ball.
Well, you're writing a piece of paper and hand it to the guy.
It's really weird.
It's closest to their own end zone,
right.
Whoever had to drive the furthest.
Yeah.
$1.
Yeah.
So if you picked like the 1 yard line,
$1.
You would get the ball. You'd have to start from your own one.
Right.
They're all cutesy crap, but the basic thing, just play don't overthink it.
Just put 10 minutes on the clock.
Get to the ball back.
Both teams touch the ball, and then after that, it's sudden death.
Right.
I'm fine with
or that. Barefoot, helmetless, and naked. I like what Greg Peters said.
Yeah, you remove an item of clothing every few minutes.
I'll tell you what, the NFL does not want any tie games coming up. Not this weekend.
Well, you can't.
No. I mean, they don't want it to end in regulation.
Oh, in
regulation. That's what I mean. They do not want overtime. They don't want it because talk about controversy. If it happens this weekend or the Super Bowl, especially the Super Bowl, the team doesn't get the ball back. Are you kidding me? Super Bowl it's the same overtime.
Well, if memory serves correct, the Super Bowl's only gone to overtime one time.
Who was that again?
And it was the Falcons-Patriots, and the Patriots won the toss, went and scored a touchdown, and the game was over.
You're right. Right. That's true, Puss.
That was a Super Bowl.
Right.
That was
but now it's
28-3.
And for some reason now, after this past weekend, since that game was so great, it's inflamed. So if it happens now, people are just going
to
lose
because
their mind.
It was a disservice to Josh Allen that dude didn't get a shot to didn't get a chance to respond.
Well, the way
nobody's claiming like, oh, what was Matt Ryan going to do? Matt Ryan was going to blow that.
But vice versa, it would have happened too because it would have been a shame if Mahomes didn't get the ball. Mm-hmm.
Well, people wanted to see. I mean, the way those two teams were shooting it out the last 3-4 minutes of that game.
You want to see it.
To deny them more of that, people are mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, we're on the right side of history here. It's like 90% people want to change it. But, you know, it doesn't matter. They don't care.
Some defense might have been nice.
But I wish there'd have been some defense, too. But the way offense is now, it's tough to play defense.
Well, no, because I see that with the Vikings all the time. They get up, and then they go into that play-not-to-lose mode.
Yeah.
Which is the prevent defense. Well,
you're also at the end of a very long up-and-down game.
They're
guys
tired.
Are gassed.
Right.
You know?
I think there's that, and I think the officiating has something to do with that, too, because there's a lot of times a play looks like it's a great defensive play, and then they're flagged.
Thank you.
For, you know, the making a tackle on somebody.
It's hard to play defense in the league right now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Bengals, Chiefs, I really don't care who wins that.
I have a vested interest.
Somebody loses is good for me because I hate the Bengals. But I probably at the end of the game, since I live in Chief territory, I'll probably root for the Bengals. And then the Rams, Niners, I don't care who wins that.
Well, I just like
I'm rooting
to see,
for whoever wins that game.
I like to see Zach do well.
Nobody cares about Zach Taylor.
See, I had
well,
a
if he loses, he might could coach the Huskers.
Bengal fans care about Zach Taylor. Nobody else does.
I had a proud
suddenly the Husker
don't
fans
don't lie
do.
To Zach.
Out
Zach
of nowhere.
Zach Taylor doesn't want to hear your crap. He knows you don't care
I've
about him.
I've been mentioning for years.
Nobody cared about him.
Why doesn't anybody follow the Bengals that is a Husker fan? Nothing. And now, after this past weekend, on Monday, all of a sudden.
Oh, the local.
We like that Zach Taylor. Always like that Zach. No, you haven't acknowledged him for years.
Oh, the local rags going, you don't care.
Now they are.
I think they're conflicted, though, because it's the dude they didn't care about until now who's coaching.
And he's coaching
and
the Chiefs.
It's the recruit that they didn't want who's the quarterbacking the team.
Yeah, we got no room for you.
No, I had a proud parent moment over the weekend. We were watching the Chiefs-Bills game. And my daughter, she's 12.
Yep.
She's kind of getting into watching football finally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's sitting there, just like me, rooting against Chiefs fans because she knows Chiefs fans at school.
Right.
And she's disappointed when they actually win the game. She's like, oh, I wanted to see disappointed.
I want to see Susie cry like a bitch.
I explained to her. I said, look, there's still two more chances for them to lose.
You keep telling me that too, but it ain't going
to
happen.
And as they get closer to the Super Bowl, the
more
disappointment
pain.
Just grows. The pain just grows. So keep looking forward to that, honey. And she went, oh, okay.
Does she think Rodgers is a douchebag?
I haven't brought it up with her.
She should.
Well, it doesn't matter whether or not she thinks it. He is.
All right,
thank
right.
you, Craig. Chiefs going to win the Super Bowl.
What are you going to tell her that he can't bang?
Yep.
We'll leave that out for now. Yeah.
She'll hear that at school, too.
I loved her taking pleasure in her friend's pain the way I do.
That's the way NFL fans are.
Yeah. I'm like, you're growing up right. I like this.
Chiefs going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not just saying that to jinx Nick. I just think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm rooting for the Rams.
I think the Rams are going to take it.
I'm rooting for the Rams, but I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Rams-Chiefs, I think, would be a great Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a great Super Bowl.
I just don't want the Chiefs to be that close to winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So
it all makes me very nervous.
I think the Rams finally get off the schneid. This week.
So do I.
Because the Niners own them.
Yeah. Six in a row.
Yeah, six in a row.
Yeah.
An article that was pretty much about Novak Djokovic and him not going to the Australian Open, but it does apply to other athletes like him.
Rogers. They're the same dude.
For instance.
Yeah, they're the same dude.
Djokovic, for instance, has an obsession with what he puts in his body. It's unique even among his peers. He's a spiritual dabbler with a weakness for what some regard as quackery. He follows the teachings of a spiritual guru who believes in the power of prolonged hugging. In 2020, he claimed he could clean polluted water with prayer. Now then, the Washington Post, Sally Jenkins.
Clean polluted water with prayer?
Says there is an inevitable price to pay for outer edge mental and physical explorations, and maybe the biggest toll is the slow creep of narcissism.
That's Rogers, and that's Djokovic.
It's all those guys.
I know, it's Rogan.
Absolutely, yes, him too.
Yeah, it's Rogan. It's all those guys.
The slow creep of narcissism. He imagined his sacrifices were the only ones that mattered in the hunt for standalone greatness. He lost touch with others.
But you don't get to the position those guys are in without a lot of narcissism.
You can, but listen, you can have.
That's true, and this is an effect of that.
But you can have narcissism, but only be narcissistic about what you're an expert at.
Right.
I mean, everybody in this damn room is a narcissist of some sort. That's why we do this for a living. How you're on stage every weekend saying, please like me.
Yeah.
So we've been doing
this
forever.
It's very needy.
We've been doing this forever saying, please like me. This is a narcissistic business, what we do. But I guess what I do when I go to the doctor? I listen to what the doctor says. They go to college for doctoring. That's tough. That's tough. And the experts, and they do stuff. That's doctoring.
Yeah, these guys
and
are
I don't
like
go,
beyond.
I don't question them. God, that's narcissism overblown incredibly. Because you could be a narcissist. A lot of athletes are narcissists, but they go get vaccinated. Jesus. And you got podcasts. Some comedian friends we know are doing podcasts saying stupid stuff about vaccines. Brewer's an idiot. Just killing people.
Killing people.
They're just killing people.
Yeah.
And keeping the virus alive. That's why we hate anti-vaxxers. Once again, if we say it 1,000 times.
The thing that's really starting to bug me about that is like that's what's keeping everything from going away. And then they're like, well, your vaccine doesn't work.
Yeah, they say that because they're dumb.
Oh, right, yeah. God.
I know. That's just my head. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The College Board says the SAT will be shorter, and it's going to be digital. Paper version of that test that many students did as they applied for college takes about 3 hours to complete. This digital version will be cut down to 2 hours and will allow for more time between questions. They're also allowing calculators and promising shorter reading sections.
Phone? Can you just bring your phone and Google everything?
Yeah.
What the hell?
There's been a lot of colleges, though, that aren't even using SAT anymore.
Easier to take, easier to give, more relevant.
Yeah. I know a couple of guys that had really horrible SATs, got college degrees. I know guys that had great SATs, didn't do dick. I mean, the SATs is a test-taking nerve thing. Now, it's going to get you into Harvard and places like that, but it's also about grades and how you interview for those schools, too.
Yeah, I think but even like, schools like that are going to demand more than SAT score.
But they're actually, they do, but they're even regular schools now are just saying, we don't want your SATs anymore. It doesn't prove anything.
I guess it might have been Iowa that was doing away with all these tests, the ACT and the SAT. Studies show that the GPA is a much better indicator of how you're going to do
handle
in college.
School. They can handle school, right?
Yeah, all that tells you, ACT and SAT, is you can take a test.
That's it.
And I was fine with that because I like taking tests.
Yeah.
Rather than going to...
But you quit college.
Then go to class. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I test well. Right. I don't attend class very well.
Exactly.
You still got to be there before the test.
Yeah, anything that required actual work, I had a hard time with.
Yeah.
But if you could just sit down, fill out some bubbles and stuff, that was pretty easy.
Right. Oh, here's an excellent idea that came in on the email. If the Super Bowl should end in overtime,
mm-hmm.
you get the coaches and sports writers and you vote.
Oh, yes.
On who the winner of the NFL championship would be.
Stuck in the.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Stuck in the 70s college football fans out there.
You just take a vote.
Yeah. You weren't arguing. That's what's good about it.
That sounds like an incredibly flawed argument.
Yeah.
Frank says, I don't care how much you bag on me. I've been a Zach Taylor fan for almost 20 minutes now. He's great. Always has been. Go Bengals.
That's not true. Listen. Yeah. There's a zillion Chiefs / Husker fans are not rooting for Zach Taylor.
No.
They couldn't even tell you the year he played.
Yeah, I don't care that this guy doesn't care that he's a bandwagon.
Right, yeah.
I love it. I don't care. Be a fan. Don't be a fan.
No, he's rooting against the Chiefs. That's why he said that.
I don't care.
Yeah. Jim says, as a lifelong Bengal fan and people jumping on the bandwagon, we need the dudes. Sincerely, an actual Jim.
Did he say how the stickers are put on, how the stripes are put on the helmet?
No. That's going to bug
you. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I guess I could just
ask
look
Josh
it up.
Sneed.
No.
Ask Josh Sneed. Screw the Bengals.
It looks painted.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question.
Painted
is it?
Or a decal?
I'm sure it's a decal, just like all of them.
But a really good one. It's not some cheap.
Yet if it's decals, they're all very uniform.
Yeah.
I'm sure it comes on one sheet.
Yeah.
That they just lay down over the helmet and then pull it back, and it's all
keep
placed
thinking about
the same.
It though.
I will. Well, I think it's amazing to me because, like, my kid, we have to put logos on the side of his helmet, and that's just one sticker. And I'm not, it's something I do once a year, but I'm always trying to like get the creases and the seams out of it. And
my best friend growing up was a Bengal fan because he moved from Cincinnati to my hometown and. First grade. So he always had that Cincinnati thing. And legitimately, and I see he's passed away since, but his son's on my Facebook page, and his son's in his 30s, and he's a Cincinnati fan in the middle of central Pennsylvania. They don't exist, but he's got legitimate. His dad was from Cincinnati, and I feel good for him, but I'll still give him crap when the Chiefs beat him.
Out of Kosovo.
All right, according to this Reddit thread, they're either painted on or stickers. Big long
the mystery.
Discussion here, and no one can agree.
Out of Kosovo.
Out of Kosovo. Doctors were operating on what they thought was a guy's hernia. He'd gone to the hospital complaining of swelling in his groin that had lasted for a decade.
Do you need a yes it fit here?
No.
Okay. That's something went up his ass and pooched through his stomach. You know what I'm talking about, puss.
You're not.
I didn't say I'm sorry, by the way.
I'm just cutting you off before you get there.
Doctors were operating on what they thought was a guy's hernia. He'd gone to the hospital complaining of swelling in his groin that had lasted for a decade.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was.
Check it before that.
And he was born with only one descended testicle.
Oh. Oh, we know what's up there now.
When surgeons inspected the mass, they found a uterus, cervix, fallopian tube, an ovary, and his missing testicle. The man was diagnosed with an extremely rare condition known as persistent Mullerian duct syndrome.
Did he eat his twin in utero?
Only 200 cases have been reported of the condition that occurs when men also have female reproductive organs alongside their penis
big
and scrotum.
Yeah. You are so fortunate that didn't happen to you.
It occurs when
your vagina actually descended.
You really lucked out.
I think you're the kind of guy that would have said, hey, you want to check out this probably after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you don't let it go for a decade.
Well, your vagina has been descended. We can see yours.
This guy's probably like, it's got to be the other ball.
Oh, there's vagina in there, too.
Symptoms of this condition include undescended testicles and hernias
great
in the groin.
The undescended testicles is a great band name.
But female organs are not usually discovered unless surgery is performed to treat the mass. In this case, it was, and they found the female organ.
Surprise!
There's a nut and a vagina in there.
Went in to get this swelling check. Turns out I got a uterus.
How you doing?
Yeah, they discovered a pear-like structure while they were in there. And they, hey, what's this? Oh, it's a uterus.
All right.
And there's a scrotal sac And it contains a fallopian tube and a testicle. And, hey, there's an ovary attached to it.
Are they functional?
A lot going on.
I've given you the information I have.
And for 10 years. Yeah. What's that?
Could he donate them?
What? The
uterus.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to answer the first question first.
If they're functional. Right.
I would just say rip
guessing
it.
They're not probably fully
probably
developed.
Yeah.
One would assume no.
Rip I would assume they're just dead pieces of tissue at this point.
He'd been suffering from this lump for 10 years. It would get bigger when he stood up or coughed, but flattened when he lay flat.
10 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I realize most guys are afraid of the doctor, but that's kind of ridiculous.
No, where something's going wrong with your junk. Yeah. We have always advised you to get it checked immediately.
Right. Or send us a picture of it.
Sometimes it's junk you didn't know you had that's causing the pain.
That's what happened to you.
Oh, I knew.
He knew.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.